It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, January 26th, 2023. In our marine weather forecast, things are looking pretty good. North winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 5 feet at 13 seconds, and a distant and long period westerly swell will push seas towards 10 to 12 feet, then gradually diminishing. Today we're going to talk about a dilemma that people often encounter here on the beach. What do you do if you're a citizen just walking along the beach when you see someone doing something unsafe that might get them hurt or even killed? We'll talk about that. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule today. We have 4 inbounders, we have 4 outbounders, and we have 8 vessels awaiting orders in Astoria's anchorage. Our first inbounder today was the Fatra Nari. Arriving from China, headed for Longview's anchorage, she's going to be picking up soda ash at the port of Longview. She passed Astoria around 3:30 a.m., probably arrived in Longview around 7 a.m. And the Federal Inspire, arriving from China. She is in Astoria's anchorage, or should be now, arrived there around 7:30. She'll be heading upriver to pick up soda ash eventually. And the Sonio, I had to look up the pronunciation of that one. It's a Greek word. This ship is named for a place by that name in Greece. Arriving from China, headed for Vancouver's anchorage, she is going to pick up soda ash as well at the Port of Portland, and she will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 6:30 p.m. Now, a couple interesting little factoids about soda ash. It is used to make automotive glass. It's one of its big uses, and it also is so heavily traded in the world, it's used for other things too, that it actually can be an economic indicator of the health of the world's economy. So when a lot of soda ash is going in and out of ports, it's a sign of health of the world economy. So when I see 3 soda ash ships and there's another one departing with soda ash on our schedule today, that, who knows, that might actually be something good. I'll just say maybe that's a good thing. The SM Kwangyang is arriving from Seattle, headed for Portland. She's a container ship. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be at the Port of Portland by about 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. In our outbounders, we have the Ionic Kazuna leaving Kalama carrying wheat, leaving around noontime. She could pass Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. The Whistler is leaving Longview carrying logs, leaving around 2:30 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The ATB Vision, articulated tug and barge, leaving Portland, refined petroleum there, leaving around 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And the African Parrot is leaving Portland, soda ash. She's that other soda ash ship today. Leaving around 8 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 a.m. on Friday. And we have some vessels in our Astoria anchorages, and they are, with just one change, the same ships that have been out there for the past day or so. So they are the Pedulis Merchant, the Belle Plaine, the Fagalia Navigator, the Concar Theodoros, the AOM Sveva, the Menominee, the Hong Dai, and the Sea Marathon. And so when you see ships waiting in the anchorage, those are all dry bulk carriers coming in to pick up either dry mineral cargoes like soda ash, potash, things like that, copper concentrate, or they're coming in to pick up dry agricultural cargoes like corn, soy, or wheat. And they go into big cargo holds that look like giant bulk bins in the supermarket that are many stories high. They're absolutely huge inside. I've been down inside one once, and it was just pretty impressive. And so they can load just an awful lot of cargo in these bulk carriers, and they usually do it through like a tube that or a chute that comes out over the ship from land and blows using air, compressed air, blows the cargo into the cargo hold until it is filled to that proper angle of repose that I talked about recently. Everything has to be filled up just right so that when the ship tips and bounces around at sea, the cargo will not move. That's a very important safety thing that crews are watching very carefully when they load cargoes like corn, soy, or wheat, or even the dry mineral cargoes. Also, each one has its own specified angle of repose that people are looking for to get that exactly right. So when they go out into the ocean, the cargo will remain stable, a very important thing. Well, a friend related an experience to me yesterday that she had at the beach here locally, in which she saw people allowing their small child to play in the surf while they were nearby on shore. She was worried but hesitant to take action or say anything. So I thought this would be a good question for our community at large. I posted a question on my Ship Report Facebook page, asking listeners whether they feel someone should speak up or say nothing when they see someone doing something risky on the beach that could put themselves or a family member in danger, and whether visitors would appreciate being warned. I know that as adults, we're all responsible for ourselves, but often visitors simply don't know the risks here, and in the case of children, that seems an entirely different situation altogether. But I've heard many stories from folks where they got very hostile reactions from people when they said something, especially when it involves parents and kids on the beach. People can get pretty defensive. So I'd like to talk about this dilemma today and ask you to comment on my Ship Report Facebook page about it. Or if you're not a social media person, email me at ships@shipreport.net with your thoughts. I'm thinking that as beach communities in both Oregon and Washington, we need a more coordinated response to this recurring issue. I'm weary, and I know you are too, of hearing about the seemingly endless stories about death at the beach. And we all feel so sad, and that it happens again. I also know that it's good tourism to promote storm watching, for instance, so there may be some folks who object to too much danger talk. But the fact is that our waters here are not Hawaii, they're not Florida, they're not numerous other beaches in the world where the surf is predictable and benign. Here the surf can reach out and grab you, and it often does. It's not a joke or a once-in-a-while thing. We see far too many emergencies, and they often do not turn out well. And there are terrible risks for first responders in these situations. It's no more safe for them to go in the water than it is for the victims. And as I talked about yesterday here on the show, sometimes rescuers may not be able to save you. So what's the answer? It seems like it's asking a lot of residents to be safety sergeants on the beach. More signage? Pamphlets? How do we get the point across that we're not really an idyllic paradise where you can leave all your cares behind? We offer a beautiful place that is unrivaled in the world for beauty, but it comes with risks, and those risks should be made as clear as possible to everyone. Or is that even possible? And am I just being too much of a cockeyed optimist to think that people would even listen? Thanks for your thoughts. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.